The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go. Let's hear what they say. Power door. We're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, hi friends. We're here checking out Our Father from Netflix.
Sorry, Geneva. This is a weird pick.
This was the just.
Is anybody
choice.
Else watching this? I don't know why the commercial compelled me, but once I started watching it, it's
I have to say,
it's bizarre.
I have a pet peeve with documentaries. Look, I'm already starting negative. My pet peeve is. And Dorian like always hears me say this and gets so annoyed because he watches like all of these shows that have reenactments, but I hate documentaries with reenacted scenes. Like it's a pet peeve of mine. Like I'm walking through, like
you.
If I'm in a 48 hours or something,
makes it cheesy.
It seems fake. Right. It seems like I almost found myself laughing a couple times.
Yes. He's like, but he was jacking off.
The room. Yes.
Yes.
It's like, I know I shouldn't be finding this funny, but this is hilarious. Like,
oh, they made it so cheesy.
Fake jerk off, like it was just
in the desk. He's like, oh, it puts the cup down.
His head throws back, and then it's like Our Father. It's like, okay, Netflix.
It belittles everything. Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
Like, okay, this is going to be super controversial. As I was watching this is how my mind went. As I was watching, it was like first they presented as like, oh, it was like five people. I was thinking in the beginning that he was only doing this, not that it makes it any better, but that he was only doing this when it was a sperm donor. Then when I realized he was just like throwing other people's sperm away and then injecting his own, it was like, that's when it got sick to the next level to me where I was like, oh, he's like trying to create like a little minion clan.
Hold on. You thought that they didn't
I thought
have,
he was only doing it. Yeah. Like I thought it was like
if they
the
had
sperm
to find
donor.
Sperm.
Yeah. Like the only times he was doing it was when they were using a sperm donor. I didn't realize like until, you know, I was tuned in, then I saw like, oh, he was like getting rid of the dad's sperm and then hopping in line. It was crazy.
If it wasn't like the when these women had to tell their husbands after 50 years that these kids,
insane.
30 years.
Insane. Insane.
It was.
I don't know.
Where are my notes?
Wild. There's so many. What was the number that they ended at? I just kept
94
it was like
kids.
14, 22, 48.
It's got to be a lot more, right?
Has to be.
Got
to
be double.
Like
365 days in the year.
23andMe.
No, my brother did. So we're clear.
So
but
you've essentially done it.
This lunatic did not put that into account that would come out and be so accessible to everyone, huh?
Like, so that's the part I was like, man, you know, everybody's so excited to like see, where am I from? And it's probably, I don't know, what do you think? 1 in 10 where people get like a shock where they're like, oh, fuck. Like, I wonder how much of this is happening.
Can you imagine? It's pretty traumatizing. So my brother did it and I wish I still had it. He sent it to me. It was nothing shocking. Of what we are, we're just probably. I would love to look at it again.
Yeah.
What a creep, though, and it just shows how at the end it says we're in this times where women are getting their reproductive rights taken away, and men, it's not illegal to shove your sperm into someone else beyond their notice, and. It's not a federal law. It's just insanity. And that shows it's the only when men can do something that's just, you know, here or there.
I'd like to clarify and say, this also was like a huge, I don't want to get it down a political rabbit hole, but I'll just say like, obviously
I feel the same with you, right?
Despicable. But watching this guy
get off on it. Yeah.
Get off just like scotch-free off into the sunset with a fine of $500. It shows you what a woman is worth in America. Like, it's just, it's so despicable to me that it could literally be like, I mean, you have the 23andMe. We have like the fucking results to be like, look at this doctor. There are 98 human beings in the world who weren't here before because of him, like essentially forcing his sperm up into a random woman.
It's got to be like 200 people, even more.
I mean, insane.
And those people have got to be, there must be, I mean, these people are out in the same town. They could be sleep, not to be, you know, they could be sleeping together, marrying each other, having kids together. And this guy has got autoimmune disorders and he's married and he has the, okay. My question was, how did she record the video or the phone call that fast? If she called and didn't know, how do you record a phone call? Even today's speakerphone,
I guess. Oh yeah, that's a great question. I don't know.
When she's like, of course I recorded it right away. It's like, well, Jacoba, how'd you do it that quick?
Yeah,
if he just called you out of the blue.
I mean,
and him running the little girl over and the noise that it made traumatized me. It's like, holy shit, I can't handle this. So this guy has killed a little kid, then he moves on to just be a psychopath, and I wish it would have gotten into his, they need to go deeper and get into interviewing his wife and stuff. I mean, I'm sure
feel like, honestly, they did a real weak job of like telling, I wanted to know like, where's like the psychology behind him? Where are people actually talking shit about him? Even his old colleagues were like, you know, I don't know. We have no idea.
Just, like, I would have told him he's a bad guy. Oh, really? You would have told him to his face he's a bad guy. And the one kid was right. Where's these employees? They had to have known something fishy was going on. Give me a break.
And what's, who's rolling up to your doctor's office? She was like, the one woman was like, you know, whenever I came, weekends,
alone,
late in the evening, I was the only one there. It's like, the fuck? If I walk into a doctor's office after 5 p.m. on a workday, I'm thinking something fucking suspect's going on.
Seriously.
Down.
Even on a Saturday.
Like, who's open on the weekends?
It's a creepy feeling going to an after-hours doctor's appointment or a Saturday. It really is. Yeah. It feels
Seems
weird.
It's like either death's upon you or something illegal is going on.
Yeah.
Those are the two options, you know? They want to talk to you in private. Just, I mean, I don't know.
It shows back in the day, especially in these times, well, even today, mistakes happen where people end up, the kid's birthed and, you know, two white parents and the kid comes out, you know, not looking white. And it's like, what the fuck happened here? Or it, like, mistakes do happen in the lab. And it is crazy. So back in these days, it's just a wild, wild west. These poor women can't get pregnant. They're desperate. They're taken advantage of. Then they're sexually abused almost because the guy is coming in with his, the way that they put that, I wouldn't have really thought about it, but he is so aroused. His mind is still aroused. Ugh. It's so creepy. These women are putting sperm in their bras and walking it across the street. And they think that, I guess it was just the times. It's unbelievable. And that reenactment with her pulling the test tube out of her.
This is
a joke. Tyler was like,
it felt like real low brow. Like it felt
it
like,
did.
Like it's
such
felt
a
like
serious
a lifetime,
subject. Right.
A lifetime show. Even the preview, even the trailer was like dramatic in the way it portrayed it. It just, I don't know.
Sucked
it was
me in. And then myself, it's like, this is trash.
I found myself like laughing.
At Jacoba.
Bad. Like
even at Jacoba, like how she's on. I can just picture
thank
her
you
at
for
home.
Bringing up Jacoba. There's always one. All of these documentaries have one person who just becomes a vigilante and they take on an investigation on their own. And I love it. There's always somebody who's watched too much or listened to too many episodes of Serial and they're in it.
I feel bad for her, but she's sitting at home emailing all the new people that pop up on 23andMe, sending them the mass message. Hey, if you have any questions, contact me. It's like Jacoba.
I love that. No,
poor thing.
The best part, what's like the dot, dot, dots? Like, I know this is a lot of practice, you know, you got any questions, reach out, dot, dot, dot. It's like, what, you're leaving me with the dot, dot, dot?
Oh my God.
I wonder, do you think is he disbarred or not disbarred, but like, did he get his medical license taken away?
I don't know. He's
had
still
to
alive.
Right?
I don't even know how.
Okay. Related, Dorian called me to tell me this, my husband, after listening to our Bravo episode. He said, you know, to remember that Frank was disbarred. And what I didn't realize is evidently when you're like disbarred or like taken out of any kind of profession like that, your credit is like fucked.
Oh,
so
right.
That's why Frank.
Why is your credit aligned with that?
I have no idea, but I guess it's like the ultimate.
That makes sense. And there's and why was he disbarred? I don't remember.
I don't know, probably taking bribes or something. I don't remember either.
It's too much Bravo to remember in your brain. He did lose his medical license. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
even though he retired several years before the court case. Well, a little bit too late. And he does remind you of the guy from Jurassic Park. And he's very similar.
Yes.
Fuck him with the poor Blue the dinosaur, the most depressing Jurassic Park in the whole planet.
I just, there's just like, this is a story. This is not a story. Like, there's not a story of a guy inseminating 98 people, but there's some version of this, of some fucking guy using his powers, privilege, his money, whatever the fuck, to screw over dozens of women and nothing fucking happens. And this was another example.
And it makes you like, why even follow the law? Women go to freaking prison for just enrolling their kid in a school and lying about the address. And this cocksucker is out here doing that. It's crazy. Yes.
You know what I thought of immediately? Anytime I watch a legal proceeding, I immediately think of our Love After Lockup family. I was thinking like, all these fucking people that are in prison that we've seen in prison deserve to be in prison.
Our Love After Lockup family.
You know what I'm saying? But really, like this, and he got a fucking fine. It's crazy. God.
And he's doing examinations. He's the girl's gyno when she's his biological father.
Thank you for bringing that up. Oh my God. I mean, see, and this is the other thing. This shit was generational. Second generations are going to see him. His own children.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's insane. The picture of him holding her as like a baby or something. It's like, what the fuck is going on here?
I had something weird happen to me at Higino. And I was pregnant. And he was going in to give me an examination. He rubbed my clitoris before he put it in. I've never had a doctor do that before. Have you ever had a doctor do that?
No.
Yeah. And I said it to Tyler after. And it's like, it still haunts me. But I feel like something weird. It was weird. Like he was trying to warm me up. It was very weird.
No. I don't like that.
The doctor was. Yeah. And I'll tell you off air more details about anything else that happened, but just that it is very frightening because
I like off air.
I trusted this guy and he saved when Irving was, we were rushing down to give birth to him and the guy didn't go on vacation or he was going to the airport. It was like 5 o'clock on a Friday, got a C-section. He was out of me within 15 minutes to get into the hospital. And it's like, this guy, he seems like a nice guy, but it was just a weird move. I've had a million examinations and no one's rubbing me like that. It's disheartening. It really is.
Disheartening, you think?
Yeah. I just try to put it out of my head, but these doctors, it's creepy. I don't know.
Think about the freaking Larry Nassar and the University of Michigan, like that whole, the women gymnastics shit. He was molesting girls for decades and no one knew.
It's unbelievable.
Doctors, man.
Yeah. I know. It's scary. And then if you're in desperate times oh my God. Okay. What else is happening here? I feel like they said there's 44 other doctors that I think there's a lot of cases like this. It is crazy how long sperm can last.
I mean, the fact that this was happening, that a minimum 100 people, he was jerking off in his office and then just strolling out in a cup. I mean, that's just like the level of sickness That's insane.
The guy is sick. How can they go to court and this be in fact? And he just rolls away. It's just crazy.
Even the interview reenactment. I don't know if it was a reenactment or if they showed a clip of the real interview, but he's like, you know, most of this was 30 to 35 years ago. The records have been shredded. It's like, God, you're the fucking worst.
Like, right.
I mean, it's just crazy.
And they get away with so much. How can a freaking court person, what is it? What's the main person in the court?
A judge?
A judge. How can a judge just let him go?
I know. Because
he was a high person in the town too, well, right?
And sometimes you're pigeonholed by like the law or the reading of the law or whatever. I don't know what the case was here, but there's a bunch of excuses.
And is he off and he's taking like the lug nuts off the girl's tire? And is he out there is that him doing it? Who's his little minions, little Tony Soprano over here?
What do you mean?
What Jacoba came out, or one of the girls came out and
in
her attire, her attire is like she's and he wants to murder her. This is so nuts.
I guess my question is, what happened in the so he did this like in a flurry for like 10 years and then just stopped? Like, I don't get it.
I guess he just retired, or maybe he
technology got better and he was like, I'm gonna get caught. I mean, what happened?
I bet he did it up until the day, right? Maybe his sperm. Well, the sperm does stick around. I feel like there's probably so many more people out there. Maybe younger people aren't doing 23andMe, and there's not little 15 year olds. And as time goes on, because if there's 94 people, and how much were they paying him? I wonder how much money was he making?
The scene that actually like really it like broke my heart was the couple where it was the woman. I think it was the girl who said she went, or was it the one where she went to him as the doctor, whatever, her parents and the dad. And he was just like, it's like every day is like a nightmare. And I wake up and it's like, and I just think of the, I think of the parent, like just to think like your wife, God, your wife got somebody else's sperm, and this whole time you thought it was a kid, and it's this guy who's like done this to 90 other women. That's like, oh, it's so fucked up.
And this poor guy, I mean, these poor kids, he's got freaking, it's not even health. He's not even healthy. He's giving them freaking diseases. I know. Oh, it's so sick. And he wouldn't have made it past the donor list. Tyler and I, one of our favorite movies that we ever watched, and I think I bitched Tyler out. I was like, I don't want to watch this movie, but then he always refers to it back, like, remember The Delivery Man? This is going to be another Delivery Man with Vince Vaughn. He donated a bunch of sperm and they somehow used it. And he had like 100 kids of sperm, but it was a sperm donor. And he's the Delivery Man or whatever. And it's a heartwarming movie, but it reminded me of that. But it's just, maybe that's why I wanted to watch this. I don't know why I was drawn to watching this creep thing, but.
I know it is interesting that this is something that you were pulled to. I probably would have watched it regardless. It's
I thought it was interesting, but I think it was poor execution.
It was terrible. It was just, it felt like, salacious. I guess they were just trying to make it like, dramatic or something. It just felt low budget, the production.
And it was the same one as that guy who went to the bathroom and said, I'm guilty or whatever. You probably watched that.
Oh, the Jinx? It was the same people?
Yeah, that's what they said.
Fascinating. Huh.
Right.
Yeah. Weird.
And, you know, if you can't get his family they should have had nurses from who worked with him.
We needed more people closer to him to like speak to the sickness, or no one saw anything. I just can't believe it.
I love the newscaster who's about to get shot in a Starbucks over this. The guy's a lunatic carrying guns around and shaking people down. But that's okay. He doesn't go to jail. $500.
No, he gets to stroll outside of his house with a visible gun. Just imagine if he was black, what would happen? I mean,
ridiculous. It's just unbelievable.
Really?
These poor women. These poor desperate women that wanted to get pregnant, and then they go in. Yeah. It looks like they just shot him up with a little bit of a needle and bing, bam, boom, they're pregnant. What kind of sperm does this guy have?
I know. I just like really, I hate when justice, well, I mean, this wasn't even justice, but like when this shit happens so late in life, like Joe Paterno, where you're 80 and you get caught, you know?
It's Bill Cosby. Fuck off. Right.
Same shit.
He's out.
All these people late. Harvey Weinstein on death's door. Right. Like, it's so frustrating. These people need to be taken down 20 years earlier, not when it's all over. It's so annoying.
And there's such a that sexual predatorness. It's so creepy.
So creepy. Yeah. Sick. Well, this is why I'm never going to do a 23andMe.
I had to delete the TikTok because Tyler had a talk with me last night. For people with health anxiety, TikTok is the worst place in the entire planet, because even if you watch something a little bit too long, or you just click on the comments, it'll come up with person after person after person that has something wrong, and it does screw with your head. So I'm done. I'm off TikTok. I deleted it off my phone. But
good.
I have a question. Do you look at them? So there's women out there that make videos that have, I've been meaning to ask you this, that they look at their husband's ass and they're like, damn, they're like, oh, look at those cakes. I don't look at a man's ass as a sexual.
No, I don't either. I don't either. Ever.
Like if I'm a man, it's like
ass is a
ass is a woman trait. Thing. Yeah.
Yes.
These women are like, look at my husband. He's like wearing dress pants at the wedding. And look at that ass. It's like, if my husband has like a big bubble butt, it's just creepy. I don't know. What's going on? Are you eating that ass? It's weird.
I'm not into ass either. No, couldn't agree. There's a lot of women. That has never been a thing I've thought of.
And then my last thought, are BJ Novak and Mindy Kaling, are they secretly together? Who's best friends like that?
I think they are secretly together. The kids might even be hers. His.
It's gotta be. Why keep it such a secret?
What I think. I don't know. I kind of like it though. The privacy.
But it's beyond privacy. It's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. It is a little odd. They don't even acknowledge it. Yeah. Oh, last random thing. Since you were on TikTok, and the one TikTok that is burned permanently into my brain is about a child drowning, how long it takes for them to drown.
Oh yeah. See, right.
See, my son fell in the pool today.
Oh my God.
And no. He, by the time I turned around, he was at the edge. He knew exactly what to do.
And he can swim. He
made it.
Oh,
so I think what I learned was he remembers more from last summer than I thought, because it was like, I was cleaning the pool and he was like fake cleaning it next to me. And I heard the plop. And the second I turned around, he'd already gotten to the wall and he was like, mommy, I want to get out. I was like, oh good. Like, and it was on the deep
end. He's got a lot of,
so he did exactly what he was supposed to do.
Wow.
I told him good job, but it was fucking terrifying. My heart was beating like so fast. I know. I almost was like, fuck, now let's check you in, see what happens. But it proved to me that he did, the survival instinct at least is there. Like, he did not go down to the bottom.
He had to tread water a little bit and he got himself up and out.
Did.
That's great.
Yeah. I know. It was scary, but it was relieving. And it can happen just like that. That was a perfect example. He wasn't even in the water. He was just like, he was leaning over, leaned too much, and he went.
And imagine if you just were like ran in the house.
If I wasn't there.
And said, hey, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. It's crazy.
That's
so
great.
Some lessons, folks.
That's good.
Gotta have him do it again, because that was terrifying. All right,
I know. I bring my kids swimming and I gotta sign them up for professional lessons.
I know.
Just inspired me. I hear my mom say it and I'm like, well, we spend enough time at the pool, but it is, why not?
Yeah. Better safe than sorry.
Better safe than dead with water in your lungs. Don't watch The Affair. That'll make you freak out too.
Oh God. So true. All right. We'll be back.
Bye.